Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we are always pleased to welcome this gentleman to our program. He's the Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yes, I am.
Well, it is a pleasure, as always, to talk with you, Phil, and I know we got great stuff to talk about today. Let's talk about preparing livestock and pastures for cooler weather and what's beyond cooler weather, which will be colder weather, I guess. But first of all, tell me how it went this summer. What did we have this summer, and how does that look going forward?
Well, just like the last several summers, it's been very inconsistent. It was warm, then we had a few cool spells, and it'd be dry, then it'd be wet, and it's just been all over the board, and we're getting ready to see fall, mm-hmm. and we know winter's right after that.
Yep.
So we're not really sure what fall and winter weather is going to bring us, but we know that as livestock producers, they need to be ready for whatever happens to come their way.
Well, what we just, I guess we just had the remnants of Hurricane Irma. That was a strong storm, dropped a lot of rain on parts of our region here. So tell me, Phil, what kind of damage did that do to our pastures or hayland, and what effects could other storms have as well? Because there may be more on the horizon.
Well, we didn't get hit nearly as hard as we first thought.
Right.
But we had roughly inch and a half, 2 inches, and some other areas had more, some had less.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have any kind of a large rain event, it's going to make the ground soggy, so the animals are going to stomp whatever forage is there into the ground, into the mud, and do a little bit of damage to it. If there's flooding from other areas, you don't know what it's going to wash in as far as trash or diseases or even insects and weeds.
Yeah.
One of the major things is leaching. Yeah, you can fertilize and fertilize and fertilize, but if you have 2, 3, 4 inches of rain,
mm-hmm.
you know, the rain is actually going to filter through the soil, and it's able to leach out some of those nutrients that you spent money on to get out there. So a soil sample is going to be pretty much paramount to see what, you know, maybe you have lost.
And those soil samples, they're still free during this time period, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. You brought up an interesting point, Phil, I hadn't thought about, is the animals stamping down the ground and stuff. They're really just stamping down their own feed where they won't be able to get to it.
That happens, and especially if they're overstocked, you know, you have too many head on an acre of land, it can happen easily.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's the extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil, what about the pasture conditions, hay supply status as we head into the fall here and on into the winter?
Well, actually, we're in a little bit better shape than we have been in recent years. We've had ample moisture. We've had a lot of growth. And there's a lot of hay on the ground. There's a lot of folks making hay.
Yeah.
Not real sure how the overall quality is going to be, but I think as far as hay supply, there's going to be a lot of quantity. And as far as pastures go, that really goes back to management. If they've looked after the numbers and kept the numbers low, they should have a little bit of grass going in the fall.
Terrific. And you mentioned that magic word again, management, Phil. Let's talk about some of the management practices that livestock producers need to look at to help them prepare their livestock for the upcoming seasons.
Well, there is a scale. It's called a body condition score, and it's a 1 to 9 scale. And if it's a 1, they're very skinny, emaciated. If it's a 9, well, they sit on the couch all the time eating chips and watching football. They're a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
And we need to use that scale to judge the body condition of our animals going into the fall, because if they are under a 5, we need to give them a little extra feed to get them up over a 5, closer to a 6, so they are able to lose a little bit of weight when these females calve and they're going into the winter, and if they've got a little bit of fat they can burn to stay warm.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. He's Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM. And we're talking about livestock and practices and what we need to do to make sure things are going to be good help going into the fall and winter. Let's talk about some of the management practices that will not just help the animals, but help the producer save some money, Phil.
Well, you mentioned earlier about having the soil test.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that is one vital piece of the puzzle, because if you know what fertilizer you need to make your forage grow, then you don't have to guess. You won't over-fertilize, you won't under-fertilize, and like we said earlier, right now it's free.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of labor, a little bit of postage, but it's going to give you so much information that will save you money. And we discussed hay quality for, I think it's $10 a sample. You can have your hay analyzed.
Oh.
So you know protein, energy, nutrients, minerals, a lot of different things. So you can see if you need to supplement your animals over the winter or if that hay is going to give them everything they need.
And all these practices are potentially money-saving because you're not wasting money on fertilizer that you don't need, and you're not wasting money on nutrients that you don't need, and you're also helping the animals by not over or under feeding them, right?
Yes, sir. And you're also looking after our environment.
Yeah.
Because if we over-fertilize, mm-hmm. then that's excess, you know, fertilizer nutrients that are going somewhere. If we overfeed, then you're wasting money. Plus, that extra feed is in the animal waste, and it goes into the ground and could be mm-hmm. washed. It's just a win-win for everybody when we keep records and use these management practices to help us out.
There's a lot to think about, and the soil test is important because especially if you're a livestock producer and you have many, many acres in different pastures, no two pastures are necessarily the same. I mean, the soil in a pasture here and a couple miles down the road could be completely different.
Well, that is so very true.
Phil Rucker is our guest. And, Phil, I also want to know, can you tell us some options that a producer could implement that at this point would improve their pasture in the short term and maybe also what they could do for long-term improvement?
Yes, sir. Grazing management and stocking rate is the first thing that comes to mind. Anytime you can let your forage rest.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not being overgrazed by animals. It's going to come back. It's going to be healthier. We all know that each and every plant grows by photosynthesis, and you got to have leaf area in order for the sun to be able to cause that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you graze that forage down to the nub, there's no leaf, so there's no photosynthesis. So if it's going to grow back, it's from whatever fertilizer that the farmer puts out. So if they can leave 3 to 4 inches of actual leaf blade, then that forage is going to come back. It's going to be healthier. It'll have deeper roots, and you're just going to see a much more robust stand of grass that will provide good forage for years to come.
To be successful, you really have to have a long-term view and understand all the short-term things you need to do to make that happen.
Well, it's all just an enormous puzzle, and there's a lot of pieces, and some you're able to put in really quick, and some you have to wait around and put in later. But they all work together to make this farm team work out.
If there's anyone out there who still believes that raising livestock or farming is a pretty simple job, time to rethink it, right?
Well, technology has grown, knowledge has grown, and farmers have had to move with it,
mm-hmm.
or else they're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
The small producers, they can still do some of the simple things and do fine, but a lot of our larger farmers, they really have to stay on top of every little piece.
Sure.
In order to keep gaining knowledge with the time.
Well, you would have more experience and knowledge of this than I do, Phil. But from what I see about the farmers who are around me, they've all done a great job of keeping up with the new information, new technology, new ways to do things, and to help produce more and better crops and better livestock. I think they do a marvelous job.
Well, I'm noticing a lot more farmers are using grazing management. They're
mm-hmm.
using records. They're using the soil test information that they receive, and you can just ride through the area and you can see a lot of grass stands that are much stronger than they were years ago.
Mm-hmm. Phil, if folks have any questions about anything we talked about today or anything about pasture land management or livestock management, they can contact you how?
Okay, we do have a new phone number.
Okay.
The old one still works, so we're in the process of transferring everything over to the new number.
Mm-hmm.
But the new number is 336-849-7908.
849-7908.
Yes, sir.
Phil Rucker with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. As always, a pleasure to talk with you. I appreciate the information. Thank you for sharing with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you very much.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.